I'm Tommy McNeil. In a first-of-its-kind seizure, a North Korean cargo ship has been taken into custody by the U.S. for violating international sanctions. This comes amid escalating tensions between the two countries over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The Wise Honest, North Korea's second-largest bulk carrier, was first seized by Indonesian authorities in April 2018 as it was transporting 25,000 tons of high-grade coal. Indonesian officials later turned over the ship to the U.S. last July. Officials said that the vessel was owned by a subsidiary of a North Korean shipping company linked to the country's military that is now on a Treasury Department sanctions list. Friday begins a second day of talks between the U.S. and Chinese negotiators who are trying to hammer out a deal, the hours after the U.S. increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. President Trump on Thursday was unapologetic about the increase, despite the great relationship he says he has with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I like the president a lot. He's a friend of mine. But I'm representing the USA, and he's representing China. And we're not going to be taken advantage of anymore. We're not going to pay China $500 billion a year.
Trump said that he had also received a beautiful letter from Xi that expressed a sentiment of let's work together. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Fing told reporters in Beijing on Thursday that China will not bow to any pressure and warned it has the determination and ability to defend its own interest. The ministry issued an earlier statement vowing to take any necessary countermeasures if the tax was in fact implemented. This is VOA News. A U.S. carrier strike group completed its transit Thursday through the Suez Canal and arrived in the Middle East. The request for more military assets in the Middle East was in direct response to a number of troubling and escalatory indicators and warnings from Iran. That's according to CENTCOM commander, Marine General Kenneth Frank McKenzie. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein told VOA the swift military movement sends a message that we can face any threat at any time in a place of our choosing. Hours before new sanctions were imposed Wednesday by the United States, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would enrich uranium beyond allowable limits if world powers don't protect Iran from the sanctions within 60 days. John T. Ernest, the 19-year-old suspect in last month's shooting of a Southern California synagogue, has been charged with more than 100 federal hate crimes and civil rights violations. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The 109 hate crime charges make Ernest eligible for the death penalty.
That's one count for every person in the synagogue on April 27th.
One person was killed. U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer says after the shooting, the suspect called 911.
Ernest stated to the dispatcher, quote, "I just shot up a synagogue. I'm just trying to defend my nation against the Jewish people. They're destroying our people."
Last month, Ernest pleaded not guilty to state charges in California of murder and attempted murder. I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House says that President Trump has chosen Pat Shanahan as the next Secretary of Defense. AP's Mike Rossia.
President Donald Trump intends to nominate Patrick Shanahan to be Secretary of Defense. Shanahan, a former Boeing executive, has been acting secretary since January 1st. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, "Acting Secretary Shanahan has proven over the last several months that he is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense." Shanahan then issued a statement saying he is honored by the announcement. If confirmed, he would succeed Trump's first Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis, who resigned, citing policy differences. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Thursday accused President Trump and his administration of everyday advertising their obstruction of justice by ignoring subpoenas issued by opposition Democratic lawmakers for oversight of him, the White House, and government agencies. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you, and so relax and let's have some fun. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop in the Republic of Guinea with something really, really cool. Intereke by Fode Kuyate. And right after that, Salif Keita of Mali comes in with Primpim. And Tapele by Kekele featuring Madilu of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let me take your minds back a little bit with Intereke by Fode Kuyate.
Nasima e kote
Pele by Kekele featuring Madilu of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And before that, Primpim by Salif Keita of Mali and Intereke by Fode Kouyaté of the Republic of Guinea. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The Voice of America.
African Beat continues, bringing you music from the continent that you love. Africa Y is our next track from Liberia and then to Uganda with Bella in Wakuli. But right now, Africa Y from Liberia.
It's number one. We love it.
Uganda, and before that, Africa Y from Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. David Vandy right here, and I'll be back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And now let's take this email which says, "Hello, David of the African Beat. I admire your show here in Liberia. Monitoring African Beat is indeed a pleasure. And I'm grateful to be able to monitor such unique program on the Voice of America. Now let's get on to music. Happy Birthday by Shady Baby. And right after that, Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia and Colum by Bookback of Ghana. And now it's Happy Birthday, the sound of Shady Baby from Sierra Leone.
Now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Anthony Yerinsosu. And Anthony writes, shout out to African Beats. I am your regular listener and I am happy to write to you. I hope you will read it, David. And I'm doing just that. I am a big boy from Tola Town, Mayo, Belwa, Adamawa State in Nigeria. And I want you to play nice music for me and my wife on the African Beat. And I'm going to do that. Something really good is coming for you. Another message here says, hi, David. I want you to play a nice piece of music for my listening pleasure. My name is Victor Nuoma Samba in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, thank you so much for writing, Victor, and I'm going to play a very nice piece of music for you. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Just four. Yo, me really wanna meet you, Lotto. I wanna go back to Safati for a party pop. Pop, jump, pop, Peter, pop, so the boy. to me mean the body, yeah. Me be plantain chips, you know maintain hips, come out to 40, yeah.
Let's go!
Oh, hey, man, kill my me wife, it's a B5, New York, me fast to your mouth. Me family, what's I can in me dress in my Wakanda. Me will goose go, me TV at P4X4. I'm a stars in the game like I show on Bookie Go. X-ray, boogie, that we got for we on tour. Any yabba go, they pine your love, I won't fall like Fulham.
Yeah!
Fulham, go someone in, baby. Fulham, fuck me,
music done by Bookback of Ghana, and before that, Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia, and Happy Birthday by Shady Baby of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Music from the continent. Beautiful music, lovely music, music to make you dance, to make you move your body and shake it down to the ground. The best African music show on your airwaves. I am David Vandy, and now let's push it on. Hi, David. Really, you guys are wonderful. I am your regular listener. Whenever it's 0900 UTC, I do stick to my radio set. Your show is the most perfect and entertaining one. I really love. I love it. And I want to commend your effort. You are really an entertainer. Please, I want to say hi to my friends, Mr. Ishaka Zama Bitrus and Fatima Abuna Mele. I am Shambo Ishaya Landa from Mubi South Local Government Area of Adamawa State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much to all of you. Let's get some real music coming for you now. This is Ampere. It's done for us by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. And right after that, I take you to Tanzania with Hussein Machozi in Haikai. And we climax today with Benedict Tal by Amdiar of Egypt. But right now, Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria.
Que survie mon patrimoine, c'est pour toi, citoyenne. Que je m'élève, c'est pour toi, que je t'ai. Mes sentiments par amour, pour ma foi et mon enfant.
Face à ton destin, n'oublie jamais que le respect sera toujours comme la racine de notre famille.
C'est bas, il y a des choses entre une fille et son père qui ne se disent pas chez nous. Mais une chose est sûre, c'est que tu m'as toujours dit d'inspecter les autres et de travailler dur, dur pour aller toujours plus loin, toujours plus haut. Et tu m'as rendue citoyenne du monde.
Parce que Zéram se veut d'être l'homme libre, tu porteras ce nom comme on porte le destin. C'est un peu de moi, même si je ne te le dis pas. Je suis entre tes mains comme l'eau sacrée d'un pays. Citoyenne de ce monde, ta vie sera ma vie.
Citoyenne,
survie. Mon patrimoine, c'est pour toi, citoyenne, que je m'élève, c'est pour toi, que je t'aie. Mes sentiments par amour, pour ma foi et mon enfant.
À mon père, j'ai à dire tellement de choses. À mon père, c'est un livre, loin de sa terre. À mon père,
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Listen to the latest African music, dance to the best African beats from across the African continent, then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays. Zoom. African beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, So join me, your host, David Bandy, Monday through Friday on The Voice of America.
African Beats
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
Benedictal by Amdiab of Egypt, and before that, Haikai by Hussein Machozi of Tanzania, and Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van here in Washington. Bye-bye.
This is VOA News.